It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back. Quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle coming back to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Still talking Penn State Rutgers. Penn State wins 27-6. Wraps up its regular season with a 10-2 record. Now looking ahead, you know, we got conference championship weekend coming up now. Penn State can watch with interest in that Big Ten title game and just really try to figure out, feel out where the post-season destination might be. Segment brought to you by our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook, where they've got an app that's so incredibly easy to use. Deposit, place your bets, withdraw in a matter of seconds. It's no wonder DraftKings Sportsbook is America's top-rated sportsbook app. And right now, if you download this the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app, you can use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Don't forget, sign up with code KSN to place your first bet, and you can get a risk-free bet up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Doing all that is a way to support the show. We have a lot of people who reach out to us often about what we do here, and it's always awesome to hear that. If you're into sports wagering, you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You use code KSN, and I like to say everybody wins. So in this game, Greg, 27-6, obviously one of the big storylines is Will Levis getting his first start. You saw what he could do in a pressure situation without a lot of experience the week before at Ohio State. He comes in here, has a little bit of trouble and saw more heat from the Rutgers defense than I would have expected. Rutgers with four sacks in this game, but Levis finishes 8 out of 14 for 81 yards passing, a touchdown and interception, but he led the team with 17 carries for 108 yards. You saw that running dynamic. I don't care what the team is, the way that he can move and with his size, that's going to be a problem, but you just saw that Will Levis, still a work in progress when it comes to anticipating and reading and having a good feel for the position. That's something that he's going to have to keep on working through whenever he gets more opportunities. And, you know, 11 weeks before this game, I always feel like surely Penn State could have made a few more series happen for him. I think we've had the same discussion before that, you know, your backup quarterback not getting a whole lot of meaningful work and now suddenly thrust into a situation right, like this. I think he's responded about as well as he could have. He's not a threat to take Sean Clifford's job or anything, but he's a really intriguing kid with that running ability for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I think there's a way to get him involved much the same way that Penn State used Tommy Stevens. But what the thing I want to develop with him is just a feel for when is the right time to get out and pass and when is the right time to just go and run. And that's going to be the big hurdle for him to overcome if he wants to challenge Sean Clifford for that starting job. But his arm looks great, so there's that, which is nice. And I think, you know, clearly we can put the idea of a quarterback competition to rest, but I don't think that, you know, Will Levis is going to go quietly into the good night. I do believe that he will improve, and I do think that he will give the staff something to think about in the spring and the summer. And Sean Clifford has to improve, too. Let's not forget about that side of the coin as well. So there's a lot to chew on here, and I think the question you have to ask yourself is, can Penn State win a Big Ten title? Can Penn State win a college football playoff game with one of these two guys as a starting quarterback? I think they can. There's some people out there that don't feel that way. I understand the feeling that there needs to be some improvement, but here's what I'd like to see. You know, the one question I come back to is that we heard from James Franklin after the Minnesota game about how well Tanner Morgan was with the RPOs, and we obviously have seen teams stop those since then, and that's more of a conversation about the defense. But is Penn State executing it the way it should? And, you know, we talked about last year maybe at this time about how Trace McSorley sometimes seemingly made the wrong decision, and Sean Clifford and Will Levis both have made plenty of making mistakes in that part of the game? Are they teaching that and coaching that well enough? It's a fair question, I think, and I don't know the answer to it. It'd probably be a better conversation to have with our Ross Tucker, but you just watch it sometimes and wonder, can these guys make decisions a little bit faster? It's all, and they're not elite athletes, so I think there's something to be said about them not being a Justin Fields, and that's okay. They don't have to be, but you have to make the right decision more often than not then, and it feels like sometimes both Clifford and Levis are willing to more often than not, they just go run and worry about it later. And I think that's something they have to work on this offseason.
Yeah, I think that is a fair – we haven't really gotten into the nitty-gritty of individual play calls and that kind of thing, but this is really the time to do it as you look back on the season. I think it's fair to wonder about that. It's fair to wonder if they're making the right choice more often than not. Both these guys can run, which is an asset. And I think in the early part of the season, weren't we talking about – needing to see Clifford run more. So it's always a delicate balancing act, especially when you factor in punishment from opposing defenses. What I love about Will Levis is he doesn't care about that. He's as big as your linebackers are. Yeah. Why does he care about that? He's built like a linebacker is built, which is what makes him so interesting. He's fast and athletic, but he's willing and able to be physical. So I think that's good. You know, I think we could have said maybe some of the same things about Tommy Stevens before he left for Mississippi State, but what ended up playing out over time is that Tommy Stevens, you know, I'm not sure if he was going to be able to handle the punishment that his style kind of calls for. Will Levis, I feel like he can.
I think he probably can, but, you know, we heard James Franklin talk about wanting to run Will Levis more to take some hits off of Sean Clifford. If Will Levis has popped as many times as Sean Clifford's popped in the run game, does he hold up? I don't know the answer. Obviously, there's no way to know. And he's a little bit bigger, so maybe he does. But, you know, if they're going to make the quarterback such a big part of the run game, they better find a way to make sure the guy's healthy. I keep going back to this whole thing from James Franklin of, well, we could have played Sean Clifford, but it would have made, you know, they wanted to obviously treat him long-term, get him ready for the bowl game. But go back to Minnesota, go back to Indiana, go back to Ohio State, and the discussion of, oh, well, you know, Sean Clifford was not 100% and he wasn't mobile and that impacted the offense. Isn't it James Franklin's job to make a decision that's in the best interest of the team and put a guy out there that can run the offense in 100% the way they want to run? I mean, that – I know that's not really the conversation we're having here, but if we're going to evaluate –
we can have whatever conversation we want.
If we're going to evaluate the offseason and you look at the quarterback play, and the same thing with Trace McSorley. Oh, Trace isn't 100%. Why is he out there then? I mean, at that point, you had Sean Clifford on the roster, and I understand that there's a big difference at that point between McSorley and Clifford, but – make your mind up. If you're going to run the offense that they want to run and you feel like you have to have a quarterback that's mobile and then you keep putting somebody out there that's not mobile, I mean, what are you doing?
Well, I think there's also a conversation. It's a fine line between presenting the threat of running and taking advantage of situations where your quarterback can run and making that too big of a focus. And if you make it too big of a focus, which I think would be another conversation to have about this Penn State team, you are doomed to never have a quarterback who's 100%.
Right.
You know, if you're running the quarterback as much as Penn State has been running the quarterback, and I think, you know, Bob Flanders wrote something to this effect too, you're just never going to have a quarterback who's 100%.
Right.
So the question becomes, are you playing the guy who's less than 100%? Is he as mobile as you need him to be? Is he going to pose a threat with his legs? Or are you going to really be cautious with that? In this case, Sean Clifford against Rutgers, you should be cautious with him. So it's an interesting conversation. I'm sure as we start to look back on the season a little bit more later on the Keystone Kickoff Show, we'll look at some of these things. But
I just find it obnoxious. Yeah, I think that's a good point. It's just again, make your mind up. Either you're going to go out there with the guy you think gives you the best chance to win and admit that your offense isn't going to function at peak capacity because that guy can't run or do the things to make defenses worry about him, or you got to put the other guy in. So I don't know. It's a conversation, I think, more about the evolution of Ricky Ronnie as an offensive coordinator and James Franklin as a head coach than anything else. You know, it seems like at this point, and we're recording this on, let's say, Monday, December 2nd. So if you listen to it later and what I'm about to say turns out to be wrong, just note when we were recording this, but it sounds like James Franklin's going to be back at Penn State with some kind of contract extension based. That's how I took his comments after the game.
Yeah. Well, play the comment for you then, too. And there, it's hard to conclude anything else, but yeah, go ahead.
Right. So we'll get into that in a second. But my takeaway is that if, you know, if he's going to be the guy at Penn State, I think one of the big areas he must grow is decision-making. Tough decisions. You know, we don't, I don't need to hear anymore that the guy making six, well, he's making $5.3 million. An extension probably gets him, what, six and a half or seven?
Yeah, I'm sure.
He doesn't need to go ask Brent Pry and Ricky Ronnie what to do on fourth and two. Like, I'm sorry, but that's a decision he makes. And he doesn't have to come in and talk about, you know, how underappreciated he is. You're the head coach. I mean, I understand the sentiment that he gets that, but, you know, I'm not really sure how we got to this point of the segment, but we're here now, so we might as well keep going.
You're a loose cannon today. That's how we reached this point.
Yeah, well, once the Eagles lost to the Dolphins, all bets were off. but, you know, that's the big thing to me is decision-making and making tough decisions when they have to be made. We'll see if he makes any, if he comes back, which you assume he does this offseason with the coaching staff, but it comes in season two. And again, if you're going to, you know, play a guy that you admit is not 100% and admit your offense isn't peak, you know, it running the way you want it to because of that, how do you expect to go win at Ohio State? How do you expect to go win at these places? So, I don't know, something to consider.
I'm conflicted about the whole notion of James Franklin talking about being underappreciated because...
To be fair, he's been asked to talk about that. It's not. I mean, he's brought it up on a couple instances, but lately he's been asked about it.
It's also clear that this is pretty prevalent on his mind, more prevalent than you would think. And if you're a sensitive guy, and I know he presented it this way, you don't want to lose that piece of you, but... You know, you're compensated as a college football coach as much as anything to A, work around the clock, B, to take a lot of crap from a lot of people. And that's just kind of part of the job description. So I'm not sure the people who are overly critical of him, their minds will have changed when they find out that he's a sensitive soul who cares about what they have to say. But that's neither here nor there. I do think an extension is coming for him. And I think he's the right guy for the job. I don't really have a problem with him polling Brent Pry and some others about, okay, I'm about to put your defense in a bad spot, potentially.
To me, you're the head coach. You tell Brent Pry, hey, I might put you in a bad spot. Make sure you know what you're going to do. You're telling me if they're fourth and two at the 50 and Brent Pry says, yeah, you know, James, I don't think you should do that. I don't want my defense to be in a bad spot.
Is your coordinator really going
to why isn't Brent Pry the head coach? I mean, he needs to make, he's paid and he's in that position to make those decisions. And he's given that job because the people at Penn State thought that he was the right man to be the head coach, not Brent Pry, not Ricky Ronnie, not John Donovan, not Joe Moorhead, not Bob Shoop. Him. It's his decision to make.
One last thing on that. You go to Brent Pry as your defensive coordinator. A, it's not his decision to make. So, oh, yeah, go for it. B, he's got to build an excuse. Well, it's not, you know, they scored, right. But they got the ball to 42. Right. What was I supposed to do? Right. He has zero incentive to be like, no, James, pump the brakes here.
Yeah.
Where's the incentive for him to say no?
I guess to wrap this up because we don't got much time left. But again, talking about
like zero Penn State Rutgers. Zero.
Well, what?
But that's okay.
Nobody cares about that. That's where I think he needs to grow the most. It's just decision making, and it's not just in. It's in game. It's out. You know, he's very good out of season. In season, in game, he has to be better.
All right. Well, we talked about some. By the way, Pat Freiermuth is back in 2020. There you go. That's where we're going. That. Speaking of James Franklin, we'll listen to some of his quotes. Maybe we'll talk some actual Penn State Rutgers in just a moment.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today, use code KSNSSignup. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife, my father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.